Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
For the second year in a row, the Bills made a late preseason change at quarterback. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with John Murphy. And Murph, the man that the Bills brought in by trade last summer at this time at the quarterback position turns out to be the one they released this time around.
Yep, Thad Lewis, acquired in a trade late last preseason in 2013, wound up appearing in five games for the Bills last year, started five, won two, lost three. But with a dip in his play in this preseason, Buffalo released Thad Lewis and signed free agent quarterback Jordan Palmer.
Thad, you know, think about it, this time last year, he just arrived, you know, and really did a nice job for us. I mean, he went in there and played his butt off, and I don't think anyone would ever question how tough he is, you know, the job that he's done, and he won a couple of games for us. And, you know, we were hoping that would be the case this year. But, you know, in our opinion, that, you know, we have to go out there and get someone better.
Palmer comes in just a couple of days removed from being released by the Chicago Bears. Thus far this preseason, he's completed 70% of his passes. Right now, he's just trying to settle in quickly with the Bills, knowing their last preseason game is coming up on Thursday.
Playing quarterback in the NFL is difficult. So I don't think this is, you know, it is a unique experience. But at the same time, I was in a similar situation last year. I got called in and, you know, about 8 days before the last game, and I started the last game, and then I got called back on bye week. The coaches were on vacation for 4 days, and I had to get ready for Monday Night Football to be the two. And so I've been in similar situations. I feel very confident in it. And just in the brief time I've spent with this coaching staff, these guys are on it. They know it. They have a knack for being able to teach it and explain it. So I think I'm in a great position to go out there and try and move the chains a little bit.
On the offensive line, guard Chris Williams continues to be held out of practice. He's already missed the last two preseason games, and it looks as though he will miss the finale on Thursday. While he's not happy that Williams is still suffering from a nagging back injury, head coach Doug Marrone is encouraged by what he has seen from rookie guard Cyril Richardson in the playing time that he's had.
Am I concerned? Yes. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm not concerned. But at the same point, I get a little excitement, too. I mean, you know, here we are, Cyril Richardson now. No one really asked a lot of questions about him. And, you know, did he make some mistakes in the last game? He did. But there's something that he showed that, you know, I have no doubt, having coached that position before, to say that he's a future starter, so I'm happy about that. But I'm not happy that, you know, I feel the way I do with Chris and the availability. But, you know, if you get injured, you can't help that. Does that make sense? So if we didn't have someone behind him, I'd be a little bit more nervous, you know, saying about that situation.
Marrone did say when Chris Williams is back healthy, he will reassume that starting left guard position. Another player who stepped in and played well in the absence of a starter was defensive tackle Corbin Bryant. Hearing the praise of head coach Doug Marrone earlier this week, saying it was the best game that Bryant has played in a Bills uniform when he stepped in for an injured Kyle Williams.
I started a couple of games last, you know, the last two games of the season, so I was used to it. You know, I know we were, you know, going to be down a couple guys, so you just got to get your mind right and get ready to take on the load. But, you know, it's all about, you know, just working hard and just trying to do your best for your teammates. And that's what I did, and I felt my performance was good. I could always be better, but I felt like I did what I needed to do.
Well, Murph, Jordan Palmer is now on the roster, but head coach Doug Marrone didn't make it sound like he's a lock to remain there. It sounds like Thursday's preseason game could have a lot to do with where Palmer's future lies.
Yeah, it sounds like Marrone, and in fact, Marrone did say he plans on playing him a lot in this game. He would probably get the majority of the snaps in this game against Detroit, I would think. It's a tough spot for Jordan Palmer. It's kind of a one-game audition, coming in cold with just a couple of days to study the playbook, but right, he's been around a little bit. He says he's done this sort of thing before, but one thing the Bills, we know, this group from last year, they are interested in improving the roster, especially at the bottom end when these cutdowns occur, and that's exactly where we are this week.
And the Bills made one other roster move late on Tuesday. They were awarded punter Jordan Gay off waivers from Carolina. He's also a kickoff specialist, so the roster continues to churn here just days before their final preseason game. John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.